Good morning, everyone. This is Terry Devine, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Tracy Mahan, and you're listening to Something Bruin. So, Tracy, sweetheart, we've had all kinds of interesting communication issues this morning, and I know you're there, so I'm going to ask you to step on in and say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Wednesday, and hopefully all of the technical issues are done.
That's right.
We do have an active chat room over here with Brenda and Michelle is there. Good morning. And see you guys chatting in there. Let's build that tribe up in the chat room. Cherry, how do they get there? I feel like a game show host.
You know, if you want to go to the chat room today, I don't know if Tracy was able to get the Blog Talk chat room open or not. I could not get it open on my computer. You did? Cool. Great.
Yeah.
So you can listen to the blog or you can chat in the Blog Talk chat room or come to Cat Media 2 on Facebook and join our private group there for chatting. We keep that going all week long, posting little incidentals in it. And later on, half hour through the show or thereabouts, we will be taking calls. And the number is 646-668-8389. And again, if you go to the Cat Media 2 Facebook page, you will see our banner and it has the number to call in right there. So did I get it all there, Tracy?
I think you got it all. And I'm just trying to catch up on the chat room. Brenda doesn't even know she has a tribe. I think you have more than one tribe. So... we'll just see how that plays out for you as you listen.
Yes. You know, that subject came to me because I was at the Women Rocking Business Conference this last week. Oh, my God. It was amazing. We had almost 500 women there for the event. And then it was women putting on the event. And one of the things they kept bringing up is your tribe. And what your tribe is your group of people. Oh, somebody's throat's going out with this idea of a tribe.
Oh, I thought you were hinting at me with that cough.
No. All of a sudden I'm talking tribe and somebody's energy out there, their throat chakra shuts down when it comes up. How interesting is that? Wow. But your tribe is that wonderful group of people that you resonate to, that you connect with. And the idea of a tribe is having that support group, that group you share your life with. And, you know, like you said a minute ago, Tracy, about Brenda, is you may have more than one tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to have others in your life. And it doesn't matter if you call them tribe or family, sisters, whatever, but it's those people that you reach out to for support, but you give back to, and that keeps a flow of energy going, and it's very, very uplifting. So,
Yeah. I was thinking of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. That was a good movie where the girls were kind of a tribe. And then what's the one where they all wore the funny hats?
That was
a good movie about non-family members forming their own tribe and just being there to support each other. Those were good movies. Not that I can think of the names of them because, you know, I'm only halfway through my coffee.
Well, you know, this is the one thing is we get so many different teachings and trainings throughout our lives. And in my life, I came from a very independent woman, and she had had circumstances early on and where her parents died. And so connecting for her was not easy. I mean, she went to work and then came home and had family. And that was passed on to me. and then all of the trainings of various life experiences that make you unsure of yourself within your life. So I have the training of I go to work, take care of business, come home, take care of family. And I didn't really have a huge social circle. It wasn't until after my shift that I realized the importance of this. But even then, I would only reach out a little bit until these last few years, and Spirit's really been bringing it into me, the importance of having your people, your group, your tribe, your sisters, your brothers. And that is, we're not here to do any of it alone. You know, when we're here trying to do it alone, we're going to find we falter, we hesitate. Whereas we let others in, that keeps that movement of energy going. It reminds me and everyone else of life connection. And it's just an amazing, amazing flow of life energy. So.
We like that life energy.
Yes, we do.
And I'm seeing that I've got to post the chat room in here somehow. There we go. Hopefully Elgania made it to the show. She's posting on one of my posts here, ? So hopefully you clicked on the link and you found it. And I'm sharing the link to the chat room as well. So, you know, if you don't know they're on air, you tell them where to go.
God,
yeah. Okay, yeah, I hope you found your way to the show. And let's see. Yes, that is the link.
Okay.
I have all thumbs today.
We are in Mercury retrograde, and Mercury retrograde does kind of interrupt and cause confusion in communication. So we're just going to hold that beautiful space and energy of communication clear and precise and connected, and it isn't a bad thing. It just is a thing. And I already had a miscommunication with one of my clients today, and that was on scheduling. And so there was an interruption. And the beauty of this is it reminds us to move with the flow of energy, be flexible, not personalize, and just let things be and reconnect. So if you're having problems with communication and connecting out there, you know, everybody just remember we are in Mercury retrograde, and life happens. And so
It does.
And so, to remind everybody who's listening, you can go to Cat Media 2, that's the number 2 after the word media, connected to it, no space, on Facebook, and join our chat there. I, Cherry Divine, cannot get into the chat room on Blog Talk, but Tracy's there for that one, and we will be taking your calls at the half hour. And so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little fairy is in there saying hello. And
yes.
She does have a question in there. So when we get to that, remind me to go to the chat room and get the question.
Okay. So, but anyway, back to this idea. Now, Tracy, one of the things, it seems to me that you've mentioned you have a group that you connect with now and then in the evening, and you sit and chat via Skype, that sort of thing. Or didn't you have something like that earlier? And you're chatting with women all over the world?
Well, I have – my tribe is a mixed gender. it's not just women. My Patreon page that I do on Monday nights – 6 p.m. Pacific, I put a link in my Patreon page, and whoever wants to join me, we talk for like an hour or whatever. You know, if it goes longer, it goes longer. There's no rules. And, you know, depending on who shows up, we talk about whatever the group wants to talk about, or, you know, we pull cards, we do things, we practice stuff. We just have some fun. It's an hour of just whatever ends up happening. So, building that tribe on the Patreon page. And then, I have a group of gals that I'm getting together with tonight. It's one of them. It's Kathy's birthday today. And so happy birthday, Kathy. And anyways, we're getting together for her birthday tonight. And that's a group that, you know, about once a month or every other month, we try to all get together and catch up with each other and see what's going on. So, and then, of course, I have you, Terry. You're part of my tribe. And, well, you know, we do our things. And with the group of like-minded people that we know together. And so there's a lot of opportunity for different, you know, we're not just one thing. And I think that's nice. Like, I have my family, and I'm close with my family. And then I have my soul family, and I'm close with. So, you know, I think we can have multiple tribes, like we were saying, you know, to fit whatever part of us that particular tribe is there to support. So, yeah.
Well, that's it. That's absolutely perfect what you're saying, because you do. You may have your work or business tribe, and we're on the Patreon page, and where you all connect. And it doesn't have to be just one gender. And it's a give and take. It's a support. It's being there. And I'm like you. I have, you know, what I would call my business tribe, and then the personal sisterhood, and then those that's mixed gender. And the idea is having that support, that walking through life with, and it's allowing it to connect as it's meant to go. And, you know, there we do have a question from Kelly on the Facebook. It's like, what happens when people come in and go out? And that's the thing about a tribe is, you know, your group, your people, you're going to have one original formation of what you consider your people, your tribe. And then some of those, it's going to grow and some will flow away from, but then it gets replaced by others. It's always in movement. You know, you have your core group, and you're going to find, you know, there's always that heart connection, and some who have flowed out will come back in, you know, and it's a movement of energy in and out, in and out. But you have those, you know, I have those people that I haven't seen in 10 years, and I know everybody out there can relate to this, or even longer, yet when we connect, it's as if there's been no time between us whatsoever. That is a person that's part of your core tribe. That's part of what we would call true family. We have our family of origin here on Earth, and then we have our true family, and we attract them in, and they come in and go out, but you always feel them, and you feel life supporting connection, and you can be away from each other for forever and come back in, and it's like everything just starts right back up at that moment, as if there's been no time in between.
Exactly. And you're right, we all have that person that, you know, it's like no time has passed when you get back together. It just reconnects. It's an amazing feeling. I like that. And I'm going to jump in there with Kelly's comment too, you know, that people coming and going, you know, we all have our purpose in life, or, you know, our place, the things we're learning, and we all do that. We do that too. We come and go out of people's life. And it is, it's just in alignment with where you need to be at that time. So maybe people come into your life because you have something you can teach them and share with them, and there's a strong connection for a little while so that you can both learn and grow, and then it's time to move to the next thing. That doesn't mean they're not your tribe. It just means that, you know, there was a purpose for you coming together, and then there's a purpose for it separating so that you can go learn the next thing or grow some more. And it's when you learn to move with that tide of the in and out, coming and going, and remember, you're coming and going too, then you can keep those relationships, maybe they're not as close, but, you know, keep them in your circle, so to speak, versus, oh, they left, cut off, boom, you know, don't talk to them anymore. there's ways, and I think we're evolving to that, you know, where we have learned not to take things personally and to allow others to grow and to go where they need to go and be what they need to be, knowing that, like Sherry said, eventually it is a tide. It comes in, it goes out. It comes in, it goes out. And those people do come back, and then they share what they've learned, and you're growing again. So it's an amazing process if you can just be in the flow of it and not take their pulling away personally. It's just what we need to be doing to continue to grow and evolve. So what did you put on here? Your vibe attracts your tribe. I like it.
Yes, and that's when I was looking for the banner thing, I came across that and kept coming across that. And it's true. What energy we're sending out is what attracts to us. And it's remembering those that are a part of that energy attraction. Bring us our lessons. Bring us our experiences. And that's part of them coming in and then going out. Is as we've received what was meant to be there, it may be that it's time to move on and analyzing everything. It's allowing yourself to love the people that come in, to really experience all that they have to offer you and you have to offer them, and then to go out and take that out further and let the movement go. You know, when I went to Santa Cruz for the conference, I had signed up to share a house with five other women. Now, this is a two-bedroom house with one bathroom. The first night we had five women in this house and getting up and getting ready. The next night, the next two nights, there were six of us. And what I found is because originally I had signed up with a couple of other girls, and that fell through. So I was last minute signing up to find a place to stay. Well, and the woman that was putting it out there, she kept having people come in and then fall away, come in and fall away. So we all get there on Friday night, and we had formed the perfect union. And that's where your vibe attracts your tribe, is our vibration attracted all of us together into this house. And we never had to really set any boundaries or rules. They were just automatically in place. And it was just very, it was like perfectly choreographed about how bathroom use went in the morning. Everybody was ready on time. Everybody was in whatever car they were going to be in on time, and dinners. So you'll notice when you bring in the like energies and the connections, and I consider these women a part of my tribe. We supported each other all the way through the conference. It was just amazing. And so it's being open to allow energies to come in. So I'm still floating. Yeah. Can you tell from this beautiful experience? So
it sounds amazing, and it's so true. And, you know, both Cherry and I have held group workshops, that kind of thing. And it's the same kind of thing that Cherry was just talking about. It's like I would go to these groups that I would hold, and I would just wait to see who showed up and what we were going to do, because it would never fail. The group that was there all had something in common, and we would end up finding that space that everybody was wanting to work on. And, you know, it just worked. And those kind of things happen all the time. And, again, it's about being in that flow and about being open to receiving that and allowing that to happen. So it is pretty amazing.
You do indeed. It is. And, you know, you just mentioned coming together as groups. And that's one of the things that I've witnessed over and over and over again is when doing the retreats or the workshops, especially the retreats, because we stay in the same houses, or at least in Hawaii. In Mount Shasta, you have your own, but everybody comes together, and at first it's like, you know, people are a little bit, they kind of hold themselves back just a little bit, and then you watch and witness the connections form. And by the time everybody's leaving, they've really connected on a personal level. on a level of supporting each other and truly loving each other. And it is, you know, it just unfolds so perfectly. It's allowing yourself to, you know, and this is something I've noticed is many people, as they leave these and they have all of this wonderful support, then they go back into their own home space and start their old routine or pattern and forget to reach out and connect with those that they met. And that's where people tend to flounder a little bit. And it's remembering, hold it, you connected for a reason. So allow your tenu to receive that support. And maybe that person, the one you met at the retreat, workshop, or whatever, was to remind you, you know, a beautiful reminder that you're not here doing life alone. And that reach out to many different people and allow those who are meant to be connected to you actually be there and open up your heart and allow yourself to connect also. So. Well, we got our mm-hmms out of the way.
We do have our Yeah, that's fun. So it's I think the main idea in my mind with tribe is again, just be open. Tribes can be, you know, like I said, we had workshops where, you know, maybe 10, 15 people show up and for a weekend workshop, and you've got that tribe for the at least the weekend, and then you know, possibly even extended. I know when I took my hypnotherapy course, it was the same kind of thing. There was 14, and you would think that God handpicked the 14 of us because there was such a bond with us in that group. And for 9 months, we would get together, and it was just like coming together with family from the get-go. And, you know, from till this day, I still have a lot of those people in my life, and they are part of my, what I would consider part of my tribe. And so, you know, these, I guess what we're saying is go do a workshop. No. Get yourself signed up. Do a workshop. No, but, you know, there's all kinds of ways to create those tribes, and the work environment is definitely one of them. A sisterhood of some sorts, or, you know, like I said, my little tribe group, my Patreon group is a mix of, you know, gender. It's not gender specific by any means. And, you know, it's just about showing up and being supportive with each other. And we've been manifesting together and setting goals together. And it's just been a great group of people. And it's so, community is a big deal, I think. Like Cherry said in the beginning, we're not meant to go through things alone. And when we have that community around us, that tribe around us, then, you know, we get that support we need. We get that encouragement we need. We get that confirmation, I guess, would be another thing to look at. You know, like when you're thinking about doing something and then somebody else comes in and they're like, oh, my gosh, I get such a great feeling about that. For me, that it, I don't have to have it, but it's so rewarding to be able to go, okay, good, somebody else feels that way too. So it's like, it's just a nice thing to have somebody to bring your ideas to and share with and go on that deeper level with. So creating that tribe.
Well, you know, and that's it, where you're talking about. The one I was in this particular week, last week, was women who are beginning businesses or who have businesses. And so you may have what you consider your support, your tribe that is more geared your business, your workforce, your career, yet you also have, and they may overlap or interlap, is having that supports you on an emotional basis and that. Yet it's the reminder that you're never, ever here doing life alone and how important it is. I know earlier in life, you know, always feeling as if you must do things alone, there's that emptiness inside. There's that feeling of not belonging. And this is a wonderful reminder that all life is perfect and belongs, and that you are a member of this life group, and that there are people here for you and to reach out. But as you reach out and give back, it actually supports you also. It amplifies your energy body. It's when we sit back, think about it, we're energetic beings. And when we're pulled inside, and that's what happens when we're not connecting, our energy is pulled inside and nobody can feel it. And it does a form of isolation. Yet when we open that energy body and allow it to reach out and connect, then we're moving with the life force. We're supporting life, and life is supporting us. You know something, I've got to throw this out here, because when I said something just a little bit ago, just a minute ago, about our pulling our energy in and then bringing it out, I have to absolutely say thank you, Sage, because she confirmed something that I have thought about and stated many times. And that was, you know, and this is going to contradict many people's belief systems. And so if it does and it's not yours, let it go. But many people talk about energy vampires and have to protect themselves and so they don't get drained. And I have never agreed with that. And it was like, whoa, hold your energy out, send it out there and let it be. And it actually was stated, and this has nothing to do with the tribe, but it came to me, and so I'm putting it out there, is as you hold your energy out, you hold it strong, let it be bright and be out there, and it connects, that other person either resonates and moves up, and it is no drain on anybody, or they move away. But that's also a connection with your tribe, is your energy body connects with and flows with in this beautiful motion. And so it's supporting on all levels of life. Or in life. So that's what I had to say.
Yes, let it be beautiful. Okay, I'm going to read a little fairy, her question on here. She would like to know what we pick up on. Okay, so I'd like to ask if you pick anything up on the guy I've noticed at work. She's leaving the job in around a week, and so I asked, you know, in what capacity. She just felt a little drawn to him and wondering if there's anything there. Never spoke to him. I think that's what they never spoke to him except for saying hi. So we're looking at somebody that's at her workplace that she felt very drawn to, and she's wondering why she's feeling that draw. Do you get anything with that?
Well, the energies match and resonate. I don't get that there's a long-lasting relationship. I get there's a mutual attraction, but it feels to me like both people go off in different directions of their lives. And so there's times that we meet those that are what we would call our soulmates. Only this isn't the romantic soulmate. This is the soulmate that's here to send you that spark of energy that keeps you moving in your life, keeps supporting you in your life as a reminder. And so we'll feel that interaction, we'll feel that attraction. And all they're doing is reminding us of, okay, I'm here to support you in this moment so you'll take that next step in your life. And that's part of a soulmate's job. It doesn't mean you're going to get married and live happily ever after or form a romantic relationship. And that's what I get this particular connection was about. So look at the next step in your life, and it's to keep that charge going for you.
Okay. So as I'm looking at this, and I keep feeling that draw. So I do understand what that draw is, as far as like I can sense that there is that draw there. So I'm asking in my mind, what is this draw? And it's like Cherry was saying, there's like a vibrational match there. It actually almost feels though as if this is awakening a part of you that's been kind of dormant and that just being in that energy or around that energy is waking up that peace. I also don't see this as something that's going to manifest into a relationship or something of that nature, but I do believe it's waking you up to something that you haven't felt for a long time, which is time for that peace to wake up for you, to be activated, because there is something coming for you, and this is preparing you for it. So there is something that it's, there's definitely a purpose there for the feeling of being drawn to this person, and whether it's an attraction or whatever, however that's coming across for you, it's just waking up that dormant piece that needs to be awake for the next thing that's coming. So, okay. Hopefully that answered her question. You guys, mm-hmm. if you would like to call in, please do. The call-in number is 646-668-8389, and push the number 1 so that we know you have a question. And we do have, I'm trying to figure out which ones are you and which ones are me. We do have a couple of callers on there. Do we want to take a caller?
Yes. That sounds perfect.
Okay, so. Caller 0909, you're on the air. Who are we talking with? Where are you from, and what is your question?
Hello, ladies. My name is Ellen. I'm calling from New York. And my question
Ellen from New York. Awesome.
Yes. My question is guidance, and frankly, I need guidance in so many areas. Can I just leave it open and ask what you get?
No. and then because you actually empower us, and you have one or two things that are very important to you, but we have limited time on the radio,
sure.
So we need you to be very specific.
Okay, two things that are most important to me, and you can pick which one you feel better about doing. Should I proceed with this relationship that seems to be developing? You know, there's nothing wrong with the person. It's just a part of me feeling this is developing too quickly, and I just don't want to fall into something that I may think later that I shouldn't have. And the second thing that consumes a lot of energy is changing jobs. I would like to do it, and I need some guidance regarding the best way of going about it. Because it's more than just changing jobs. I want to change careers.
Honey, we can't go in depth. I am going to suggest that you get an in-depth reading, whether it be with Tracy or me. That's going to help mm-hmm. you really figure this out. On the relationship, I'm going to start with that one and leave the career one because that one's very detailed and in-depth.
Yeah.
So with
okay.
the relationship, you're already holding this thought of, I have to hold myself back. Pay attention to that. There's something you're going, I don't want to fall into. So there's a part of you already wary. And so it's identifying if this is coming from an old relationship experience or this relationship. Give yourself permission to take the time that's perfect for you. If that person is meant to be in your life, they will continue to be in your life. If you're feeling as if it's moving too quick and that you are falling into it and it isn't supporting, then that's telling you to slow it down and be kind to yourself and loving to yourself and give yourself permission to do that. It isn't a matter of will this relationship work out or not. This is about you setting boundaries that honor you, and that's very important. Tracy?
Oh, okay, so I'm going to go the relationship as well. The relationship, the first thing that I wanted to ask you, and this is not something you're going to answer out loud, this is just to put a thought into your mind. What is attracting you to that relationship? It tells you a lot about yourself. And so going into what is it that's attracting you to that relationship? What is it that you are attached to? Let's say you want to hang on to it. Why? Why do you want to hang on to it? What are the reasons that are there for you to hang on to that? It's about the self-awareness, and this relationship is actually giving you a huge opportunity to look at yourself and see where the fears are and see what's popping up for you as far as what's attracting you, what's putting you off, where are the fears, where are the areas that you would like to work on, where are the areas that you love about yourself. There's just so much that it's opening up for you to look at. And right now, the energies will not support a relationship that is not a vibrational match for you. And I've been seeing it everywhere. So if this person is in your life, there is a reason, there's a vibrational reason why they're there. So it's, and this is for anybody that's going through a relationship right now where you're kind of on the fence. You know, look at these things. What is it that's attracting you? What is it that's pushing you away? You know, why are you on the fence? Because it's insight to yourself and it's insight to some things that possibly need healed so that you can open up to a deeper relationship and have that connection that you're desiring and move forward with something either with that partner or with another one that would be far more successful than if you hold on to the baggage. So I'm looking at that relationship like it's a golden opportunity to review yourself and see where you're at so that you can be the partner that you would desire in another person and take it for that forward in that capacity. And it'll either work or it won't. Like I said, the universe is no longer letting us have these relationships that are not a match for us. So if it's there, it's a match. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Okay.
Oh, you're
all right.
Welcome. Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I found
okay.
this. I wanted to put this out here for the idea of a tribe or sisters or your brotherhood or whatever. And I loved it. It says, surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers. But most of all, surround yourself with those who see the greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself. And those people are your tribe. That's because you look out at others and see the greatness in them. There's your tribe.
So. Yeah. That's great.
Great find. Yeah.
Okay. I'm checking to see, is there any, looks like Brenda's going to watch it or listen to the rest in the archives. Brenda left us to go get a walker.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway, okay. We do have Ogenia on there. So hello, Ogenia. She made it. I'm catching up in the chat room and I'm giggling because Ogenia's done her 10,000 steps and it's called a hot flash. Okay. Wonderful. I don't have to take 10,000 steps to get those anymore. awesome. Okay, we do have another caller. Do we want to take the caller or
let's go ahead and do that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, caller 6949, you're on the air. Who are we talking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
New Jersey, how fun. Okay, so what's your question today?
Well, I'm looking for work and I had a phone interview on Monday for a contract in the Pennsylvania area. And I haven't heard back yet from the recruiter as to whether or not they'll bring me in for a second interview in person. And I've also submitted for some other contracts. Do you see me getting a job anytime soon?
Did you want to step in first, Tracy?
Yeah, sure. So oddly enough, this morning I was listening to an astrology thing. So this next week is bringing in new beginnings. And I just actually pulled a card for you that says new beginnings. And it's also about having the faith that the perfect job is coming in for you and setting that energetic vibration for that. But it just confirmed, you know, with the two things that, yeah, we're all moving into some new beginnings, which means we're probably dealing with some stuff that we're letting go of right now. So if anyone's experiencing some hard stuff or have been, it's because you need to release that so that you can step into this new energy that's coming in for us. With the job, okay, let's see what, it does feel like there's more of a balance coming in for you. I'm trying to get an answer on the one that you're, the contract that you were talking about. I keep hearing something magical is about to happen. So what I'd like you to do is just set the intention for the perfect job is coming to you right now. Hold that little mantra in your vision, and if anything comes up, any fear-based energy, any doubt, any worry, that's the stuff that it's time to release it and let it go so that you can move into this perfect job, because this new job is going to create more balance for you, and it's going to give you, it's going to help you create that life you would like to create. Like, you know, there's time for playtime, there's time for a relationship, there's time for work. And you're going to create more balance with all of it, because it feels like you're off balance in some other areas. Like you need more playtime is how I feel. And even if you're like out of work right now, you might be stressing so much about being out of work that you're not allowing yourself to enjoy. And so this new beginning is going to bring in more balance for you. I'm asking how soon can you expect something? And I kind of get a feeling of a 3-week process here, so I don't know if that means you get an interview, but the whole process takes 3 weeks before you start working. But I feel like you'll have something within 3 weeks. So, Cherry?
Well, first of all, I do get that you get an answer back from this company, and it feels like you're in the top contenders. They've got like 4 people picked out, and you're right up in the top, middle part of this. Also remember, and I'm going to step back to Mercury retrograde, there's some conflicts and communications. Now, this communication doesn't involve you. It is within the company and the corporation in which you enter, send in your application, and they are the phone interview. And they've got some inner workings that they're ironing out. So it does feel as if you will get another reply back and be brought back in for a second interview. I want you to ask yourself if this is a true fit for you, because there's some hesitation there where I feel true fit for you. And I agree with Tracy that there needs to be a little more balance. I also get that here in a couple of weeks, you're going to have a flurry of activity within your career, and you're going to have several options, several choices, and reaching out and bringing those in. So a whole lot of activity is coming up. Now, I'm told don't hold your breath by what we tell you and wait. I want you to step into your personal power and bring it to you now. It's not the job's going to come to you. It's like I now have the job that supports me perfectly. And that's another part of the balance within you, is bringing it into the now and claim it as if it's already here. There's a part of you that is a little hesitant on that. And you're quite the go-getter, and there's a part of you going, oh, my goodness, why is this, I'm used to filling this in sooner. Sometimes you need that reprieve, so go ahead and have that reprieve. And now I'm going to, since our topic is the tribe, you have a support group that you reach out to. So it allows them to be the ones to support you through this period of creating your the career that benefits you the most, okay?
Okay, thank you. That sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Terrific.
Thank you, Laura. Have good luck.
Yes.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Yes.
We have a couple of callers that I just want to put out there. If you have a question, push the number 1 so that we know you have a question. And then that will help us to know to click on you. So push the number 1 if you have a question. Okay. Shall we go to the next caller?
Well, why don't we take a little bit of a breath and tell people what we're doing and how to get in touch with us.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so
yeah.
How can people get in touch with you, Cherry?
Well, if you go to cherrydivine.com, you will find all of my information. It'll take you to my Facebook page, which is Cherry Divine LLC. And I'd love you to come and like my page and become my friend, because I love keeping in touch with everybody. And then I will be in Sacramento, California, April 7th and 8th at the Healing Arts Fair. I will be April 14th and 15th. I will be in Santa Rosa at the Mystical Fair. I also have April 21st and 22nd. I will be at the Rasani Fair in Albany, Oregon. And then I have Mount Shasta Journey and Mount Shasta Retreat in May and June. So if you go to my page, you will see everything I'm doing. And I do, you know, just putting it out there, the retreats are amazing. They're supportive, they're loving, and you walk away empowered and remembering the magic of life and the magic of you. So, Trace?
For me, I'm not doing all those fairs. So what I've got going on is my biggest thing right now is the Patreon page. There is a online psychic fair that is going to be held, and let me think, that is on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And if you watch my Facebook page, you will get the links to where to find that information. There's about six of us that will be holding specials over that weekend, and you can get signed up to get readings through the online fair. And we will have a Facebook page set up for that and ready to go, so you can find the information fairly easily. So be watching for that, the online psychic fair for the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of this month. Patreon page is always my push. It's where I put my recordings for meditations and hypnosis. Lots of things over there to look at. I've been posting some articles that have been coming in about the ways of energy and the astrology and everything else going on there as well. So that is another place to follow what's going on. And it's patreon.com/TracyMahan. And that one I do have a fee for, because they are recordings of meditations and hypnosis. And it's also where we meet up once a week. We're doing vision boards tomorrow, a live vision board meetup group where we're all going to be doing that tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific. And so if that's something you're interested in doing, patreon.com/TracyMahan. It's as little as $2 per month when you do meditations, and then $8 per month if you want to do the hypnosis and the meditations. And let's see, anything else? I think that kind of wraps it up for me right now. There's seems like there's nothing more going on. The big thing I got going is the psychic fair, the online psychic fair that's coming up, and we'll be posting that here probably within the week of what the specials will be, so that you guys can check it out and see if there's something you want to sign up for. And okay, there it is.
Okay, I'm going to put it out there, because you may have said it, but for whatever reason I didn't hear it. It would be TracyMahan.com, TracyMahan.com, and CherryDivine.com. So just saying, I don't know. You may have said your website, but I didn't hear it for whatever reason.
I didn't.
So.
I was so busy chatting. And come find us on Facebook, of course, especially if you want to take advantage of those different things we have coming up. We post them on our Facebook pages, you guys. So come on over. Follow us on Facebook. Find our website. It's all good. So
it is.
All right.
You know what's fun is if you have joined our Facebook, you know, and again, it's Sherry Divine LLC, I do FaceTime. Tracy does FaceTime. We do little things that the only way you're going to actually hear about it is if you're on that particular page, so, or at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of benefits, because we share a lot of our life out there. And, you know. And it's a wonderful way to connect with like-minded people. Love, love, love that. Anyway, now
yes.
You said we have
come
some,
find your new tribe.
Yes, you know, yeah. And you know, yeah, a lot of people don't feel they have that spiritual support. You know, where they're walking their spiritual path. And, you know, there are some that will say, well, my family doesn't agree with it. If you join something like Tracy or me, then you have, or Cat Media too, then you have support, the like-mindedness. And that just only allows you to you know, stretch your wings even further out and be that glowing example for everyone to know. Anyway.
Yeah. So we have some more callers. That's true because, you know, I was talking to a gal the other day and we were so deep in the woo-woo and anyone else would have probably thought we were crazy. And, you know, the stuff we were talking about was pretty crazy. And she just looked at me with such appreciation and she said, I never get to talk to people about this stuff. So I so appreciate finding you. And it was true because I remember feeling that way when I was looking for like-minded people and I had all these thoughts and ideas and questions and my mind was going a million miles an hour. And I once I found people I could talk to about it, it was just like finding home. So it's very true. It's good to find the like-minded people and share and get that deeper connection. Two more callers. Shall we get them?
Yes, we shall.
Okay. So caller 4097, you're on the air. Who are we talking to and what is your question?
Hello, this is Adele. Can you hear me
pretty good?
Yes. You said Adele?
Okay. Yes, A-D-E-L-L. So my question is if you could kind of, I've never asked this one. I've asked everything else but this because I just really got in my mind. My birth date and my time of my birth, if you could give me a reading on that.
Oh, honey, that's not my strength.
Okay.
Your birth date, your time, you finding them for you? Are you looking for an astrologist?
No, just a reading.
Okay. Well, because you know your birth date, but do you know your birth time? Because normally that's information for an astrologist.
Okay.
Find a new question because I feel like there is an answer waiting to come in for you.
Yes, there's a question and an answer.
Okay, I don't know.
Here, can I just play with you a second, Adele?
You sure can. You have my permission.
Thank you. Okay, I don't know if you're drawn to crystals or not, but I feel like if you're not, I want you to go to a store that has crystals because there's one that's calling for you.
There's my confirmation. There's my confirmation again.
Okay, you need to go find this crystal if you don't already have it. And it wants to, it's small enough. It feels like there's one that's small enough that you carry it in your pocket. But it's very important for you to be around things that amplify you, and this is one of the ways to do it, to surround yourself with crystals. Make sure you're clearing them, of course, or setting. There's different ways to clear crystals, so just being aware of those so that you keep them nice and clear and charged.
Okay.
But it feels like there is, you have angels that are with you all the time, but I feel like you got a new one that's just come in that's here to help you open up a new piece of who you are. And so ready. You're about to discover a new piece or a new part of who you are and why you are here at this time on the planet, okay? So I want you to be asking those questions.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm told to tell you a carnelian and a blue lace agate. Those are two very carnelian.
Uh-huh.
And then blue lace agate. There's some properties that are very important for you, and a lapis, L-A-P-I-S, stone. Now, where you started with the astrological question, it does feel like it would be beneficial for you to find a good astrologist and have a session done because there's some important openings coming for you. It does show that, you know, and again, it's a little generalized, but you have some new experiences that you have drawn to you. And I'm told to tell you, go ahead and put your foot over the threshold and actually step into them. You've been asking for more and more and more in your life, but you hesitate and hold yourself back a bit. So
you are on it.
Well, instead of hesitating, And again, it showed this beautiful doorway and walking out into this brilliant light hallway and, mm-hmm. and that amplified energy. So put your foot over this threshold and actually step into it. You've got, you know, it's so interesting because normally we don't go into it quite this way. We ask you to be a little more specific, but you've been asking for changes in your life and you've been setting it up and you've stepped into it. These changes keep continuing very largely for the next 5 years. It would be good for you to document, journal, you know, just daily, so that you can look back and see this amazing growth that you've had and continue to have. And I'm also told to tell you to reach out to others, really reach out to others. And it's interesting because your heart chakra and your power chakra get kind of nervousy when as soon as I started to reach out to others. Yet mm-hmm. having your own personal support group is very necessary for you because you're embarking in areas that you're a little unsure of. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What is that blue?
Beautiful.
What is that? You said blue what again? Blue what?
Blue lace agate.
Got it.
Adele.
Thank
you.
Go
out and
so
be
much.
Amazing, my friend. All right.
Yes.
We got one more caller in 3 minutes, so let's see if we can get to that. Thank you, Adele. Bye bye.
Uh-huh.
4371, you're on the air. Oh, maybe you're not. Hold on. There we go. 4371, you're on the air. Who are we talking with and what's your question?
Hi, Tracy and Carrie. This is Deb. I really don't have a question. I just called to tell you, since you were talking about tribes, how much I love both of you. And how much
I thought that might be
you.
Aw, I love you. Hello, tribe woman. It was funny because I was looking at you in the chat room going, there's my tribe, my little Debbie in my tribe in the chat room. Actually, I've been thinking about that with everybody that showed up in the chat room today. You guys are so supportive and always have Cherry and I in your support systems. And that is, you know, the Cat Media, too, that is our tribe as well, and we love you guys. So you sure you don't have a question? We've got 2 minutes. Let's play with you.
How's the trip home going to be?
Home.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
I got uneventful in many ways, but to take a little earlier start than what you're expecting because you might have a couple of delays, but nothing really too out of the ordinary unless you actually want to experience something like that. So that's what I got.
Interesting.
Well, and I pulled a card for you with the question, and I got that it was going to be joyful, a party, vitality. It's all kinds of good stuff. So I don't know what you guys are planning on doing on that drive home, but are you talking about moving or going back to Idaho?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the delays are, but it feels like it might be something voluntarily happening, like you guys will get somewhere and be like, we should stay a night. We should, you know, listen. You two are so adventurous that it feels more to me like you're pulled to do something different on the way home. So just enjoy it and don't be in a hurry. Just have fun, which I think you guys do that anyway, don't you?
We try. It's been a different year for that.
Yeah. No kidding.
So allow yourself plenty of time for that.
Yeah, I agree.
God, all the time in the world.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There's never a
rush. I think it'll be a great trip. Yeah,
cool.
I think you guys will have a good time, and it actually feels like the weather even participates and is behaving for you when you head home. So,
well,
I like it.
That's a good thought.
Yeah.
It is. We'll put it out there for you. Great weather for your drive home. So.
Yes. Great weather
like
for the drive home. Thanks,
yes.
Guys. Love you.
Love
you,
too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we got 10 seconds. CherryDivine.com, TracyMahan.com. We love you guys. You're our tribe. See you here next week. All right.
There we go. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.